if you are like many people of a certain age, you may view video gaming as little more than brain-numbing escapism, and as time better spent outdoors in nature or playing sports. But consider this, the Denmark's National Ministry of Culture last month released its first official strategic plan on competitive video gaming, citing its economic, cultural, and career potential. In fact, a growing number of colleges and universities, including two in Maine, have launched their first ever esports programs, which pit gamers against each other in the virtual arena. Jennifer Mitchell has more.
Oh, watch out, dynamite! No way, again, man? Oh, I'm so sick of this. I'm so sick of getting hit by dynamite. And we got other people landing here.
Getting
now.
Dynamited there in a 2-on-2 match of the popular survival game Fortnite is the player known as Hurricane Maine, known to his parents as Ryan Hemingway. He's soon to be Ryan Hemingway with a Master's of Business Administration from Thomas College in Waterville. But he might just decide to play games for a living instead.
And they got dynamite. Why does everyone have dynamite?
Ideally, I'd like to. I mean, right now I stream on Twitch, YouTube, etc., so I'm dabbling in it.
Hemingway is a member of the school's first ever esports team. It's also the first in Maine and one of just about 120 around the U.S. Nationally, Hemingway is one of the top 20 Fortnite players in the country on the PlayStation platform, and he's the top-ranked player in New England across all platforms. In the world of esports, that's a bit like being a top draft pick for the NFL. His abilities could attract the attention of a recruiter, earn an invitation to join an international team, or even earn him sponsors.
His teammates are behind you.
I've gotten some success with it, not the level that I want to achieve, but it's a grind, so you just got to keep at it. Growth is slow, but it does happen if you're committed to the process. I'm not anticipating stopping doing this anytime soon. As I've told myself, as soon as it stops being fun, that's when I'll stop doing it.
Oh, I just missed my shot.
If the last game you played took quarters or involved running around a maze, you might be unfamiliar with the modern world of esports. But here's what you need to know. The games are often MOBA, multiplayer online battle arenas, or real-time strategy games, or battle royale games, which involve elements of survival, scavenging, and outlasting a number of opponents. Things might blow up. Teamwork is a must. Some popular games, such as Hearthstone, are basically souped-up digital versions of old-fashioned tabletop card games like Magic the Gathering or Dungeons & Dragons. The games can be watched and called live, just like football or hockey games. But to know what's going on, you'll need to learn the gaming parlance.
You should ping your bot lane. Is this a normal?
Yeah.
Oh, solid.
There's no official central governing body for esports. No set seasons, no holy grail trophy, or decades-old game rules. In fact, the gameplay can change significantly with the release of a software update from the developer. The games are chosen largely by how popular they happen to be, and if there are enough players to form leagues. And yes, schools call the players athletes, but there really isn't much organization yet.
Anyone who is currently in esports at the collegiate level is a trailblazer. You have something that is just completely sort of fly by the seat of your pants, and there are no standards yet. I mean, you're creating the rules. You're creating the model as you go.
Martin Shalazine is Thomas's esports coach.
If he's at your ready, you should go steal his Gromp. And you don't have a smite in mind.
Now, just in his mid-20s, Shalazine has already played World of Warcraft professionally under corporate sponsorship, retired from international competition, and graduated from high school in that order. He now coaches with specialty in the game League of Legends. While gaming as an organized college sport is still largely in flux, Shalazine says it's an industry that's already creating jobs.
I would say at this point, anyone who doesn't see it as a legitimate career path just doesn't understand the industry. You're looking at a multi-billion dollar industry with thousands upon thousands of jobs that range from everything from broadcasting, coaching, playing, you name it, there's some section of the esports industry that needs it. And so professional opportunity is undeniable.
You must locate and defuse a bomb.
And a second main school appears to agree. About an hour down the road at Central Maine Community College in Auburn, students are filling a brand new esports arena, practicing their skills at Rainbow Six Siege, Counter-Strike, and other games. CMCC will launch its own esports team in the fall, but it's now also piloting Maine's first ever esports-focused degree, esports management, which has attracted more than 20 applicants so far. Program creator Margaret Brewer says she's observed high growth rates in participation, brand investment, and marketing. She says it became clear that the school should respond.
So as a business instructor, I said, well, what can we do to help support this industry? What can we bring the people of Maine and future students? If you tell someone what sports management is, most people have heard of that and they know what that is. This is just esports management, and it delves into that growing side.
My name's Mallory Mercier. I'm coming here for liberal studies right now, but I'm thinking about changing to esports management soon.
So what is it about that that makes you think that that might possibly be a good career path for you?
Just the amount of time I spend thinking about it and, like, learning more about it on my own. I enjoy it, which is, like, I could talk to you for hours about esports, but I can't really hold a conversation about my English class. That's kind of how I see it.
Mercier says managing a professional esports player would be something she could be passionate about, assuming she doesn't turn pro herself. She's planning to try out for the team in the fall and compete in Fortnite Battle Royale. But in order to make the squad, she's going to have to impress CMCC's new esports coach, Zach Kimball.
So how is recruitment going? Has there been interest?
Oh, there's been plenty of interest. Oh, my goodness. Every game, there's at least 30 people.
Kimball says he's planning 2 to 3 hour practice sessions, including health and nutrition requirements, which he says are just as important for an e-athlete as it is for someone chasing a ball. But is anyone actually watching these matches as they'd turn out for a Saturday afternoon college football game? Kimball says yes. The 2017 NHL Stanley Cup Final attracted about 29 million total viewers. In 2018, he says the Super Bowl attracted about 98 million viewers. And for the League of Legends World Championship, Kimball says,
League of Legends alone, which is not even just included all of esports, had like 200 million. Yeah, it's going to be huge.
For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Jennifer Mitchell.